Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Welcome to Wednesday, Carrie Bickmore.
Welcome to you, Buzzley.
Okay, welcome to you, Tommy Little.
Welcome, Buzzley, our old friend.
You haven't welcomed old Pinko over here, Sonda. Our
welcome.
G'day.
Manky eye. What's happened to you, mate?
I've just been... Got a pink eye.
Put a patch on it.
Have you actually got pink eye?
Yeah, I've got
conjunctivitis.
Yeah, it's conjunctivitis. Yeah. It's disgusting.
It's
I woke up and my eye was...
It is contagious. Thanks for bringing it to work.
This whole time I thought you were wearing glasses. I didn't know they were just shields to protect us from the pink eye.
Okay, digital detox update.
Yeah.
The graph on my screen time on my iPhone is going down, down, down.
What is? The graph.
The graph.
The Steffi.
The graph.
Graph.
Like the Coles ad, down, down.
Yes.
Okay. Insta's down. It's all
so
down.
What are we at? I remember last time it was 2 hours or something.
Yep. Today. It's like about an hour today.
Show us.
I don't know exactly. It's down. Anyway, I've moved my addictive apps to the back of my phone.
Okay.
Turned off notifications.
Yes. Are you using phone in the other room in the house?
Putting a phone in another room in the house so I can be more present with the kids. And I feel so much better. I feel freer.
Great.
But
good
I still have the issue
that
any time you and I spend together, I'm more available to you. I'm emotionally available, but you're not.
Because I'm on my phone.
Because you're on your phone.
Do you know
the
what I'm doing? I'm texting
time.
My friends. I'm like, oh my God, I'm hanging out with Carrie Bickmore. How cool's this?
You're not.
No, I'm not.
No.
I'm not.
So I want you to experience what I've been experiencing, the freedom that I feel.
No.
So for the rest of the show.
You know when those people do drudge a lot and they're like, oh, it changed my life. You should try it. I'm like, nah.
Nah, this will change your life. It'll change working with you because currently I talk to you through your phone. I text you, I get a quicker response than when I talk to you in person because you're always looking at your phone. So I've got two oven mitts here. Mm. I'd like you to place these oven
mitts.
We
wear one each?
On your hands.
Okay.
And you are not allowed to text or use your phone. They're a bit dirty.
I feel like
sorry, I didn't
watch them. A teenage boy that's been caught playing with himself too much. This is Sonda.
Or
is this why you've got pink eye?
Or to stop you biting your hand?
Yeah.
You know?
Why?
So put your oven mitts on. Now you can't open your phone for the next hour and a half and we can hang out. Fun.
Okay.
You can hang out with all the people and with me and be present.
I can't even
you
use
can't
it.
You can't use it, can you? Try swiping.
Hey, Siri.
Oh, you're clever.
Hey, Siri, open Tinder. Oh, you know, we're fine here, guys. No,
what do you then say to Siri? Swipe right?
It's Siri. Swipe right on all. Siri, find a hottie.
Anyway, I'm not the only one that finds you offensive.
Wow.
Another one of our colleagues does, and he would like to address this next.
Well, this is a fun show while I sit here in oven mitts.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Mittle.
Very good.
Thank you, guys.
Buzz,
thank
that's
you guys.
Amazing.
For the people who have just tuned in, that was our anchor, Buzz. The position is now open. We're looking for people.
If you're a bit confused, Tommy is wearing oven mitts.
Yeah.
I've set you the challenge of not being able to touch your phone for an hour and a half so that we can be present together.
Yes. And haven't we worked out how boring life can get very quickly?
I just had to walk on your back.
Yeah, you walked on my
that's
back.
That's a fun thing to do
out.
During the song.
Help out my back. It was actually really good.
Was it?
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, tomorrow night. Well, don't we have a fun night planned tomorrow night? We're going to have a bit of a Mexican at my house, having a team dinner. Everybody's coming.
Yeah, Buzzy.
But why are we having a team dinner? Because we are going to your comedy show tomorrow night.
Woo!
Son, how excited are you?
I'm so excited.
Amazing.
Yeah. I can't wait.
Now, Buzz, how excited are you for Tommy's comedy show?
So
do I still have to wear the mitts for the show?
Tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Oh, I should have saved that for tomorrow. That would be very funny.
Buzzy,
we saw your show last year, Buzz. How good was it?
Oh, honest to God, I'm not just saying this because I work with you. The best show I've seen in comedy so far.
Oh, thank you, Buzz. Yep.
What about Belle? Is Belle and Annabelle there?
Belle and Caitlin. And Belle's one person.
Sorry. Belle and Caitlin.
Oh, Carrie just accidentally said the producers we wish we had.
Oh, Caitlin, I love you. How excited are you guys about Tommy's show tomorrow night?
Super pumped.
Yeah, great. Thank you. That
good.
Was Belle. Caitlin didn't respond.
Caitlin's in the fetal position. And Mitchie,
hello.
Our audio producer that cuts up all the amazing music and little jingles we use in our show. Yes. Mitchie, how pumped are you to come and see Tommy's gig tomorrow night?
Yeah, I won't be coming, actually. I've got some plans tomorrow.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah,
what are you doing that you can't come to his gig?
It better be like a wedding or something like that.
No, it's a bit more important than that, actually. Uh-huh. I'm getting a colonoscopy tomorrow. Sorry,
right.
Tommy.
Right, so, I mean,
if I had a dollar for every for every bloke that said, no, I'm getting a tube shoved up my backside and I can't make your show.
I mean, it would be funny if you did it while you did your comedy show. Ooh. But we've had this plan for a long time, so you could have planned your colonoscopy for any time, but you chose tomorrow night.
Well, funnily enough, I actually had it booked for, I think, about 2 weeks' time, but I was on the waiting list, and quite fortunately, or unfortunately, I was able to bring it forward, and tomorrow was the only time that I could have done that. And it's quite a serious issue, so I'd love to have it sorted.
Do you want me to live stream into the room?
That'd be fun.
Is a night appointment strange for
a
colonoscopy?
It is very strange.
Well, it's an afternoon appointment, but they've said that I'll be a complete write-off for the rest of that day.
Have they strictly said no comedy show?
I don't think I'll be leaving my bed.
I knew
that. Is it? I didn't know it was left you unable.
Well,
to
you
do
go
stuff.
Under a bit, don't you?
A little bit.
You don't go fully.
I thought
under.
They essentially just jacked a camera up there, and then
it's a little light anaesthetic, isn't it?
Yeah, I am getting a little biopsy as well.
Oh, they're taking a bit.
They're taking just a little smidge.
Okay. Anyway, I heard that Mitch wasn't coming. I was very disappointed. But when I heard his excuse, I thought, gosh. I mean, I know people that are not big fans of yours.
Yeah. There's a lot.
But to come up with, I need to go have a colonoscopy so that they don't have to come to your gig is very, very
I'd rather have a bit of my insides removed than come and witness your comedy.
And I thought perhaps I've been wrong all this time. I assumed everybody would want to come to one of your gigs.
Nah, some people would rather have their guts taken
out. And I'd like to know on 13 10 60, what would you rather do than have to sit through one of Tommy's gigs?
Great. This is great. It sounds fun for you and hurtful for me, which should make for great radio.
13 10 60. Give us a call. What would you rather do than sit through one of Tommy's shows?
Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little.
Someone that I don't think does enjoy your company is Mitch, our audio producer.
Oh, the bloke is choosing to get, a camera up his bum instead of coming to see me.
We're doing a team night tomorrow night. Yes. We're coming to see your comedy show, and Mitch has a colonoscopy planned instead of coming to your show.
Self-diagnosed genius. Get your tickets.
So I have asked the question, 13 10 60, what would you rather do than go to Tommy's gig? Because I just assumed everyone would want to go see your show.
I didn't think. I was hoping we wouldn't get any calls.
Well, the board is full.
It's a worry that our fronts are actually jammed.
David, what would you rather do with your night than go to Tommy's gig?
Well, I've already had my four wisdom teeth out, and I'd much rather go through the pain and the swelling and all that than be put in front of someone that thinks that dry toast is funny.
Ouch.
What?
Dry toast is funny.
Dry toast?
Yeah. Oh, don't be like that.
No, I don't know what
you're talking about. It's
an expression. Oh, is it?
Yes.
Or is it specifically about a joke of mine?
No.
No, his jokes are like dry toast.
Yeah.
That was your
attempt at humor, David.
I mean, I get David. Maybe I should go see David's show.
Yeah. You could buy the one ticket, I'm sure.
Oh, what? Don't be like that.
What? What am I meant to do?
We asked for this.
No, we didn't ask for this. I'm sitting here with oven mitts on, sweating, copying it from all angles.
Melinda, what would you rather do with your time than go to Tommy's gig?
Well, I'm actually going to Tommy's gig tomorrow, but I've got a solution for Mitch because my husband's also going, and he's a colorectal surgeon.
So we could do the colonoscopy live.
Yeah, and you're having Mexican for dinner, so that'll clear him out.
Oh, Mel.
Amazing. Have you ever done a show like
love
that?
You. See, this is the difference. I get these gorgeous, funny people like Melinda, and then I get people like, oh, dry toast. Oh, no. That's fine. Good on you, Mel. I reckon we could. I reckon, is Mitchie still there?
Yeah, he's here.
Hey, Mitchie, how do you feel about getting the procedure done in the crowd?
Well, I've got to do the cleanse tonight. I've got to purge my sins tonight.
Yeah, we're not stopping you doing that.
Yeah, but like I don't know if I can do the Mexican tomorrow night. You know,
we're more concerned about are you willing to get the colonoscopy during the show? Yeah.
Maybe not.
That's okay. Yep.
Well, Mel, we'll see you there anyway.
He really doesn't want to go to your show.
And maybe we'll just open the question out to the audience. Does anyone want a colonoscopy? We've got a surgeon in the house.
Aaron, what would you rather do than go to Tommy's gig?
Oh, I'd rather go to the gig because I've had 5 colonoscopies. So suck it up, Mitch. You can go to the gig. Sit on a padded cushion near the toilet, Princess.
Oh. Hey, Aaron.
And you're going to love that. You're going to love that prep tonight, mate. It tastes great.
Aaron, you're a legend. Aaron, whereabouts in the country are you?
I'm not in the hospital at the moment. I'm at Blue Haven on the Central Coast.
I'm doing it. Is Wollongong near you?
Anyway, no.
No. Oh, sorry, mate. Okay.
You just turned him. He was on your side, but now he's...
Newey?
Yeah.
Okay. Newcastle?
Wait, do you want to do a live colonoscopy with Aaron?
No, I'm just going to give Aaron tickets to my show when it comes near him. Because I'm touring all around the country and there'll be shows near you. I just played Wyong, which I know is near you.
Don't be too desperate.
Okay.
Wyong's
perfect.
Yeah, that was a month ago. Aaron, sorry. I'll find your tickets anyway. Good on you, Az.
I think we just got time for Brad before we go. Brad, what would you rather do than go to Tommy's gig, mate?
I'd honestly rather poke my eyes out with a hot burning stick, to be honest.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Harry Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hey? Dare to wear them to your gig.
Yeah, Mike's alive about 10 seconds ago. It is carrying Tommy.
Mate, I'm sorry. It's hard to focus and be professional wearing I'm wearing oven mitts.
Why that is strange, that noise of us chatting there as we came back from the song. Why that sounds weird is because we don't ever chat in the songs because Tommy's always on his phone, which is why I've made him wear oven mitts for this whole show so that you stop texting and going online.
Well, okay, you've said it a few times. I'm surprised you've maintained the rage.
Yeah.
That's fine. My hands are so sweaty. They're hot. Gross. And you said these things have never been washed.
Nah, you don't wash them. But who washes their oven mitts?
Probably humans. Yeah, Son's putting up her hand.
I mean, I don't
know. And you know what? She's putting up her hand, which is free from a mitt. What I wouldn't kill to be able to have the same limity.
How about you eat what's at the end of the mitt there and tell me what that is?
Mate,
what food that was?
I'd end up pregnant if I ate that, I reckon.
You know what rhymes with mitt? Bit.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now.
Very good, Buzzy.
Fire.
I've got so many things
I'd be clapping
I want to say
for you, but it's deadened by the noise of the mitts.
Sounds good.
I have so many things I want to say about my bits.
Okay.
And mitts. All right. Okay. Megan and Harry. They're due to have their bub any day now.
Are they?
Yes. And I don't know.
I did not know.
What?
She was pregnant?
What? Yes, she did. She came out to Australia and they announced that she was pregnant.
There you go.
You do not. Don't. What? Where have you been?
I don't know. Not following the royals. Ever since that invite came that I didn't get to go to.
But then why did you pretend you were so disappointed you couldn't go?
Because it's your only chance to get to meet him.
But you don't even care.
No, I don't care now.
Okay.
I didn't go.
Anyway, she did have her bub any second. Yeah. And when she got together with Harry, she went off Insta. Right? So she was really, really, prevalent on Insta. And then she pulled herself off.
Did he make her wear mitts?
No. Even she'd look hot with mitts on. And the only Instagram you've seen from them is on the Kensington Royal account, which they share with Will and Kate. And all it is if they're meet and greets and, hospital visits and stuff, they post pictures. Anyway, they've launched a brand new Instagram account just for them, and within 6 hours, so it's broken the record for the fastest time to gain 1 million followers on Instagram. Within 6 hours from launch, they had over 1 million people following them on Instagram.
Whoa.
So they better post some interesting stuff, otherwise that's going to be such a letdown.
Yeah. I mean, I would.
How many have you got on Insta? Oh, you can't check because of your mitts.
Yep.
No, it's not 1 million.
I don't need the mitts off to tell you that.
Next time you're having a barbie or party,
yes.
Oh my God, I've got some, forget the hats with the corks that dangle in front of your face to stop
tomorrow.
The flies,
okay.
Right? Yep. Oh, yes, that party tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got a way to stop the mozzies.
What do we do?
Okay, so you don't have to put out...
No spray.
Okay. You don't have to put out your little... what's
candle?
That coil
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, the coil thing.
The coil, none of the coil. You just got to play a bit of this.
Oh, damn.
Sonda, don't dance like that. That was so full on.
Is that because we're dancing so hard?
I thought
that
I
the mozzies
dance.
Can't buy it.
That's not even a mum dance.
I was into
that's
it, Don.
I don't know what that
yeah,
was.
Yeah, but you've got mitts on.
Yeah, so. You and me make a good
apparently,
team.
Apparently, a team of insect researchers have found that if mozzies listen to Skrillex, which is what that is, they have less sex and they suck less blood than mosquitoes who spend their time in silence, right? So if you're having a party and a barbie and it's quiet...
Hang on, you've glossed over the most important bit. Say the first bit of it again.
A team of insect researchers found that mosquitoes listening to Skrillex have less sex and suck less blood.
That's because they look at the other mosquitoes dancing like Sonda was dancing. Makes them never want to have sex again.
Apparently sound is crucial for reproduction, right? And they've said that high frequencies like Skrillex put them off.
Wow.
Yeah. Speaking of Skrillex, another Skrillex, great Skrillex tune that has a bit of Bieber in it. is appropriate because I've got a Bieber story for you.
It has April. A bit of Bieber in it.
Well, it does. That was a bit of Bieber.
It's a Bieber tune, right?
Well, it's both of them's tune. And just because his name's first, you know, they both did hard work.
So it is actually Skrillex and then Bieber features on it.
Thank you. Fire. As I knew, knew that.
I'm putting both mitts up in apology.
April Fool's Day. You may have seen Justin Bieber did a baby prank where him and Hailey Bieber slash Baldwin put out an Instagram thing. It sent fans into a frenzy. It was a ultrasound picture. You can't get it up on your phone, can you? Because you've got your mitts on. Anyway, they put this ultrasound picture out and then they said it wasn't an April Fool's joke and then but you swiped across and there was a dog in their ultrasound picture. Yes. And so then the world went mental and said this is offensive and they've had to release an apology. What are you laughing about over
because
there?
Because I asked Sonda to get me the Justin Bieber apology because I wanted to read it but I can't get it up because I've got mitts. And I just realised John's been too busy dancing to Skrillex. We haven't had time to get to the bit.
Okay, you've got it now. Can you hold the phone with your
mitts? No, just play Bangarang again, Buzzy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Carrie and Tommy right across the country. What is going on?
We're playing charades. It's so fun when you're not on your phone. We just play games.
Yes. What's happening later in the show, Bickers?
I'm not sure. This is your segment. You drive it.
Okay. You know how sometimes when older people try and use young people speak?
Like me all the time.
It doesn't sound great.
Is this an intervention? Is this what you're asking for me to stop?
This is not, this is an intervention. This is about
YOLO.
You. No, it's good. See, that's good. But yeah, a lot of times it sounds really dorky.
Yeah.
Well, have a bunch of people from a news network in Ohio, have they come along and just totally just blown the game out of the water because they have made it sound cool, relatable and hip. They were told to give a message to students who are about to sit their exams.
Like news readers.
Yeah.
Right.
To students who are about to sit their exams. And so they thought they'd use a bit of young people speak. And like I said, usually it sounds dorky, but not with these guys.
Good morning, TPS students. It is testing week and it's time to slay all day.
Yeet. Stay woke, beyond fleek, and get that Gucci breakfast.
Goals.
What's a Gucci breakfast?
I don't know, but it makes me want to not eat and throw up a bit when she says it.
Yeet.
Yeet. It gets even better when they throw to the weather dude. Did you think it could get better than that?
Oh, no.
Listen.
Toledo weather going to be V-lit during testing week. A hundo P, chance of success. You've got this, kids. Steve, how about that traffic? Are we looking
better than We're talking turn. FOMO won't be an issue.
How good is that?
Only there isn't like the way you do it. Which
Hang on. How did you do it?
That's
then?
What I mean. I'm a newsreader. Yeah, see, that's the way you should do it.
How did you do it?
I like them. We're a newsreader. You should not ask us to do anything outside of our newsreading capabilities.
Hey, Buzzy, how do you go? Pretty good. Yeah. Because?
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little. Did you put oven mitts on me? I can't use my phone. And you know I need my phone for this. And so I just got our producer, Sonda, to swipe through my messages. And I went, no, that way. No, the other way. Back one? No, back one. And I honestly did it for a minute as she patiently looked at me going, these are just going back and forward over the same way. No, that way? Just back one? Just back one now.
Okay. So what we need to talk about is I was off yesterday.
Yes.
And while I was off, you posted a Instagram picture. And, you know, I'm not on Instagram as much anymore, so I missed it. But I saw it this morning.
If you're lacking content from Carrie Bickmore, head over to at Mrs. Tommy Little. Great stuff. Getting pumped out on the reg.
But you've got 13,500 likes for a picture that I think you have carefully been working on crafting for a few years now. It is a picture of your
anything for a few
your
years.
Messages, like a screenshot of your phone that's got your green message icon, and above it has 1,000 in red. That is how many unread text messages.
Oh, I thought you said in red, like you were trying to say unread, but wrong.
That's how many messages you have on your phone that haven't been read.
Yes.
1,000.
Yes.
And you made it all like, oh, my God, I've got to 1,000. Not quite like that. Didn't sound like that either.
Is that how you read my
not at all.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God, talk about how
all your friends are doing meaningful things like having babies and stuff.
No, I said meaningless.
Oh, whatever. I'm paraphrasing,
well,
mate.
You're ruining my joke. Saying meaningful things like having babies and stuff is just the sentence, how it's meant to be said. I said meaningless things like having babies.
I thought I should let you all know that this happened today. Whilst my friends are doing meaningless things like having babies and getting married, I'm over here actually achieving milestones. Thank you, everyone, that helped me make this possible, all 1,000 of you.
Yes. And then Dylan Alcott wrote a very funny comment under it.
He said, would have been good if I had it prepared earlier. Please reply to my 1,000 text, man. Yeah.
Funny.
Yeah, funny.
good stuff.
Good gear from Dylan.
Yeah.
But I actually can't get my head around this 1,000 thing because that would
mean 1,000 people have written me text messages that haven't been responded to.
I get that.
Sorry, Bickmore.
But if a friend has written a message to you, right, and you haven't checked it, fine. But when you go to then message them, it means it would have unread the one that they sent you, right? So that must mean there's 1,000 people who have your number who you aren't friends with because you're not messaging them often enough to have needed to read their message.
Sounded like somebody said they didn't get it but then explained it perfectly.
But who, like, okay, give me examples of people who you haven't responded to.
I've gone through, Sonda is working my phone because I've got oven mitts on.
You can take one mitt off to do this because otherwise this talk break would be really annoying.
Okay, okay.
Use your elbows. Use your elbows.
Comedian Dave O'Neill.
Fantastic. You haven't got back to Dave O'Neill?
No, he said, hey, Tommy, hope you're well. And then it says, ha, dot, dot, dot. And I don't know.
And you haven't opened it to read what he said?
No.
Do you want to do that now?
Mate.
What?
Well, because I wasn't going to be able to use my hands.
Oh, don't over-explain.
You made me go in getting screenshots of the messages. Okay, so you knew that. Like, you know I can't go into the message.
I think that's very convenient.
Oh, well, do you want me to go in? Okay. Okay.
So Dave O'Neill's contacted you and you just think you're too good to respond to him.
No, not I think I'm too good. I just didn't. Because there's 1,000 like
them. Now you're trying to find the message again and you can't because there's so many.
No, because you made me. Yeah,
who else?
No. Well, here's a friend saying, hey, dude, what's the go? You still coming to BA?
What's BA?
No idea.
Who's the friend?
PK, one of my mates. Oh, that was end of last year.
You can't be that good a mate of you. End of last year and you haven't even responded to him.
Yeah, no.
Is that our boss?
Hey.
Who's that one there? Grant, our boss.
Yeah. Yes, that was it.
Do you think you should respond to him?
Yeah, he's just saying, give you a bell next time I'm in town.
Why did you say cool? Yeah, okay, thanks.
Oh, I think that's a little needy, isn't it?
Oh, no, he's our boss, mate.
Yeah, okay. And this is good. This is from my friend CJ.
Yep.
I think I'm one of your 378 dot, dot, dot. So didn't even get there. This is one from Hado.
he's one of your really good friends.
Did you guys settle on a date for dot, dot, dot? No idea.
Mean. What about that one there? That's the Collingwood guy. Oh, you love Collingwood. That's the captain, isn't it?
That is Premiership captain Nick Maxwell. Great man.
Yeah.
What midweek night works for you over the next month?
When was that?
The 12th of the 2nd.
12th of Feb?
Oh, I've missed the month, haven't I?
You're shocking.
Hey, okay. Look at this. Look at this one. That's from my friend Alex.
Yeah. Just testing whether you open my ha-ha text, little funny. Open it.
Text.
Okay, this is so depressing.
Okay.
How are these people still friends with you?
This is a number. This is a name I've never read before. I don't want to read out the name. But it just says, hey, handsome, hope you'll have dot, dot, dot. No idea. Should we say what it says?
Yeah.
Hope you're having an excellent week thus far. Wonder if you'd like to. Oh, no, that's.
Nope. There must be so many people.
I've opened strong.
Let's see. Oh, wow.
Wow.
Is that your message to that person? God, you go in hard. Wow. 13, 1060.
Yeah.
I want to know if you're out there still waiting for a reply from one Tommy Little. Have you sent Tommy a text? If you're listening, 13, 1060, you haven't got a reply, you can get one live. And also abuse the hell out of him if you're not responding to him.
Do I have to put my mitts back on?
Yeah, put your mitts back on.
Damn it.
All right, 13, 1060, if you've texted Tommy and you're one of the 1,000 people he hasn't responded to, give us a call.
And I would write back to you right now, except me and old Bickmore.
But you can do it live on air. That's more fun. 13, 1060, give us a call.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Chainsmokers, 5 Seconds of Summer. That is Who Do You Love? It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little right around Australia.
We've asked on 1360 if you text Tommy over the last few years, I would imagine, going back years, and you've never had a reply, now is the time to call because Tommy's going to get back to you live on air because he has 1,000 messages he hasn't opened on his phone.
Yeah, and then you...
It makes me anxious.
Yes, and in a piece of radio planning brilliance, you decided to bring this bit of content on the same day that you decided to put me in oven mitts and not allow me to use my phone, which has made the execution of the idea very difficult.
Bit clunky.
Yeah, a little bit clunky.
I wouldn't put this break up for a radio award, you know, but that's okay.
Mind you, we haven't got many more to choose from either.
We should get some from Monday.
It was a good show.
Jen.
In annals of history.
Jen is on the line. Jen, are you waiting for a reply from Tommy?
Yeah, I've tried a few avenues to contact Tommy, actually, because we matched on Happn, and then I thought of quite a witty line to write to Tommy, and then I never got a response. And I was really excited, and I told my friend. And then apparently Tommy did a segment on the radio saying that he never gets any matches on there, and I was like, hold on.
This break is turning into something different from what I thought it was going to be.
Suddenly the oven mitts aren't the crunkiest bit of it. But then, Jen, you said you tried a few avenues.
Yes, and I saw some really funny thing, and I thought you could use it for your comedy festival thing. So I sent it to you on Instagram, and
comedians
never read it.
Sorry,
Jen. Oh, is that what happened? She was too funny for you.
No, I don't know what
it
was.
You weren't going to be the funny one in the relationship.
No, I don't know what it was. I'm happy for funny. Funny people are great people.
Well, Jen sounds perfect. Should get back to her.
What?
Jen, why don't you text him? His number's 04... No.
Go on, say it.
I don't know.
Yeah. You didn't even know the third number.
I'd never do that to you. You read out my passwords on air. I would never read your phone number out. Eva.
Don't act like this is a moral choice. You don't know it.
Eva, are you still waiting for a reply from Tommy?
Yes, I am. Well, he was saying about how he wasn't getting any dates or anything like that, and I thought, I'll just DM on Instagram and haven't heard a thing. But I've got a
common theme here. Common theme. And these aren't even text messages. You just don't get back to anyone on any platform.
What do you mean? So you go through your DMs from people you don't know on Instagram and you go through them all, do you?
No, mate, but both of these have mentioned that you've asked for people because you don't go on any dates. You've asked for people to contact you and they've done as you requested.
At no point did I say, please everybody contact me.
Yeah, you sound desperate all the time. Our final person that we have here.
Thank you. You sound lovely.
I mean, none of them have been text messages. Madam Sir. I'm not sure who you are, but are you waiting for...
I'm nervous when they don't show the name. It means it's someone I know.
A reply from Tommy?
I am, Kerry. It's Nick Maxwell here. How are you going?
Collingwood Premiership skipper, Maxie.
I think I'm doing it all wrong, man. So maybe I have to hit you up on Tinder or something like that.
How long ago, Nick, did you contact Tommy?
We're going on almost 2 months. We've been mates for a couple of years. I thought we had, but now he's a big famous comedian and the project and got the gigs everywhere. And I just thought maybe he might be trying to tell me something because the fact that he's got oven mitts on because he uses his phone so much, but yet I'm one of 1,000 people he hasn't got back to then.
Well,
a little bit
here's the problem. Here's the problem, Maxie, because you're right. My star is really on the rise, and you haven't played a game of AFL for a long time.
You've dropped him while he's down. No.
What are we doing, Maxie? When are we catching up then?
Maybe I'm busy this month. Maybe I can't fit you in.
Are you?
No, I can always fit you in, Tommy.
I'd love to see you. It's been too long.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.